Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the insightful book, The Knowledge Illusion, Why We Never Think Alone, authors Stephen Sloman and Philip Fernbach delve into the cognitive science behind why people think and act the way they do, despite often lacking sufficient information. The main thesis revolves around the idea that individuals rely heavily on the knowledge of others, rather than solely on their direct, personal understanding. This collaborative nature of knowledge supports human society in complex tasks and decision-making processes, emphasizing how our intelligence is not just a matter of individual brains, but is intrinsically linked with other minds. The book challenges the notion of personal expertise and autonomy, proposing that our thought processes are much more interdependent than we might realize. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the illusion of individual understanding. Sloman and Fernbach argue that most people believe they understand how complex systems and mechanisms work far more deeply than they actually do. This phenomenon, referred to as the illusion of explanatory depth, shows that while individuals can describe superficial facts about a system, their deeper understanding is often lacking. The authors use various studies and examples, from the functioning of a zipper to the policies of the Affordable Care Act, to illustrate how this illusion persists across different domains. They suggest that this misperception leads to overconfidence in personal knowledge and impacts decision-making in significant ways, as people are often unaware of the extent of their ignorance. Secondly, social and collaborative nature of knowledge. Central to the book's argument is the concept that human knowledge is largely distributed across networks of people, rather than being housed entirely within individual minds. Our capacity to share and build on collective intelligence is what sets humans apart. This means that knowledge is often situated within a community or a network, depending on continuous interaction and communication to thrive. Sloman and Fernbach discuss how relying on shared intelligence can lead to more efficient problem-solving and innovation, as it allows individuals to specialize and benefit from others' expert knowledge without needing to know everything themselves. Thirdly, limits of intuition and the role of science. The authors emphasize the limitations of intuition in understanding the world accurately. They argue that human intuition is fallible and often leads to misconceptions about scientific facts, mechanics, and even social phenomena. The book posits that enhancing public understanding of science and adopting a more critical mindset towards intuitive beliefs can mitigate errors in judgment and decision-making. Here, Sloman and Fernbach are advocating for a more scientifically informed public, which they believe is crucial for tackling modern challenges such as climate change and healthcare. Fourthly, implications for education and policy. Recognizing the communal nature of knowledge has significant implications for education systems and policymaking. The knowledge illusion suggests rethinking education to focus more on collaborative learning and critical thinking, rather than rote memorization of facts. It argues for educational reforms that leverage collective intelligence and prepare students to function effectively in interdependently knowledgeable societies. Additionally, in policymaking, understanding that individual voters often rely on the expertise of others can lead to more transparent communication and better informed public decisions regarding complex issues. Lastly, the power and perils of technology. The book also touches on the double-edged sword of technology in spreading knowledge. While technology can democratize access to information, it also makes it easier to spread misinformation. The authors highlight the necessity of developing critical thinking and evaluative skills towards information consumption. They discuss the role of algorithms and social media in shaping our knowledge landscapes, emphasizing the need for tech platforms to foster informational integrity and for users to be mindful of their cognitive biases. In conclusion, The Knowledge Illusion is a vital read for anyone interested in understanding the mechanics of knowledge, decision-making, and cognitive science. Educators, policymakers, and business leaders, among others, will find its insights particularly beneficial for optimizing collaborative tasks and addressing complex challenges. The book teaches that by recognizing our intellectual interdependencies, we can work towards more informed and effective solutions in various aspects of life. It enlightens readers on the importance of expanding beyond personal knowledge and embracing our roles in communal thinking. If you would like to support Stephen Sloman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.